Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Travelin, very much, and welcome back to our second hour this Sunday morning. And just a quick reminder, I'll do a more detailed mention just a little later, but this afternoon at 1:30, I'll have a pen sale. These are the pens that I make as a fundraiser for Serenity High, and this afternoon I'll be at North Haven Gardens at 1:30. They are at 7700 North Haven Road, one block west of Central, and it's off the southbound access road from Forest Lane. It's the second road to the right, and I'll be there at 1:30. I'll stay as long as there are customers. That's usually an hour, hour and a half. And all of the proceeds, 100%, go to Serenity High and McKinney. We'll explain more later, because right now we have Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, on the line with us. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Tell us what folks are going to find when they come to the Botanic Garden now.
Well, there's plenty to see indoors and out. For one thing, in the garden center, they can see a beautifully decorated hallway. Our theme this year is a garden of holiday magic. Trees and wreaths are decorated with gardening tools and such items. We have a 9-foot-tall poinsettia tree in the lobby of the lecture hall. This tree actually consists of 125 poinsettias, but there's some wonderful photo ops available in the hallway of the garden center.
How many years have you had the poinsettia tree?
Oh, my goodness, at least 18 or so.
So there are young adults with children who come back to have their photos taken with their children.
Well, I'm sure,
who were there,
yeah,
when they were young. That's really cool. Good for you. All right. And winter color, couple of plants, one that is just colorful most of the year and one that's colorful especially right now. Tell us about them.
Well, one is Abelia kaleidoscope. This is a variety that it's an evergreen shrub that gets about 2 to 3 feet tall. I like its summer color. It has a yellow and green variegated leaf, but I like its fall and winter color even better, I think. During the winter, the foliage takes on more of a copper or orange color, and it's very striking in the landscape. And then come warm weather, the other colors revert. It's a lime green center with a bright yellow edge.
And it's kind of a chameleon, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is, and hence the name kaleidoscope, because it goes through a series of colors through the year. But it's very interesting, and anyway, it's in its winter beauty right now.
Abelias are really pretty shrubs. This one is a very compact form compared to regular glossy abelia. And Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this would show best if it were against some evergreen dark green foliage, so that you'd have that nice contrast. That's
exactly
good. And then you're going to talk about one of the most popular fall color plants from the north that does beautifully in the south. Tell us about it.
Well, it's burning bush. This is Euonymus alata compacta. I mean, you can get the standard form as well, but we have compacta at the entrance to the Fuller Garden and also in the long bed on the concert lawn. This is a deciduous shrub that gets 5 to 6 feet tall. It has stiff, spreading branches with quirky wings on each stem. These branches give the plant interesting character in the winter after the leaves have dropped. But right now, the foliage is a brilliant red in the midst of its fall color. And again, this shrub is especially striking when planted in front of dark evergreens.
Yeah, I don't think there's any plant that has any more brilliant fall color than burning bush Euonymus. And my experience with it, a plus and a minus. The plus is I don't recall ever seeing Euonymus scale get on it, because it drops its leaves, and so they don't get a chance to get a start. On the other hand, I have had some cotton root rot issues in my own landscape with it, so if you have an area that you know is infested with the cotton root rot, I probably wouldn't plant it, but it is just beautiful, and oh, what a pretty plant. All right, how does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden to find all this and more?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive, across from Trinity Park.
Well, that is so easy. 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth, in a beautiful area to be in, and with 74-degree high today,
yes,
Nice day to come to the Botanic Garden. That's great. And parts of the garden are open just every day, different hours, and all of that information is on the website, which is?
Yes, fwbg.org.
All right. And the phone number for more information, Steve?
That is 817-871-7686.
Are you up to doing a report next Sunday?
I think so.
2 days before Christmas. We'll talk to you then, my friend.
All right, thank you.
You're the best. Thank you. Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored by the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. And I'm going to talk about Baylor-Plano from our own family's experience for 10 seconds, and then I'm going to tell you another very important message for you. This is where our daughter's life was saved. And that was 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago. We continue to be immensely grateful for Baylor Plano, Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. And during that time, it's been fun to watch how much that facility has grown with the Baylor Heart Hospital right next door and adding floors to the hospital. It's just an amazing place. One of the reasons it's been so successful is the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Scoliosis, as you know, is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and through extensive testing, and then they determine which treatment options are right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center on the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 888-781-5558. That's toll-free, 888-781-5558, or go online at thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. It's at Baylor Plano.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. And we go back to our phone lines. We have Perry in McKinney. Perry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I just wanted to say real quickly, 15 years I've been learning a lot from you, and I'm very thankful.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
I think I know the answer. I've got a volunteer 8-inch pecan tree, 11 feet in front of my house, and I'm just wondering, is that too close? Should I transplant it?
If it's eight inches tall or 8 inches in diameter? You said diameter, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a little guy. It's 8 inches tall.
Oh, 8 inches tall. Well, I think you have to determine whether you want a tree there or not. Volunteer trees rarely come up where we want them, and so you need to decide. And you also need to decide whether you want a seedling pecan or not. If you're going to go to the trouble of having a pecan, you might be better advised. I'm not saying don't transplant it, but I'm just saying you might be better advised to get a grafted variety like Caddo that is disease-free and a dependable producer of pecans. For the $25 or $30 it'll cost you to buy a grafted tree, or $35, whatever it costs, you're going to have a tree that will be there for 100 years and will be productive and not cause problems. With a seedling, you really don't know. I live in a pecan forest that is 99% native pecans. I've planted four grafted varieties, and the rest of our trees are all natives, and so I'm fine with natives. I don't grow them for the pecans. I grow them because I bought the property with them on it for that reason. 11 feet is, if it's a two-story house, would be too close. If it's a one-story house, it's tolerable, but you will have roots that will go to it under the foundation. We built our home 2 feet from a pecan tree, and that tree now is 30 inches in diameter and growing. We've already taken the guttering away. We'll have to redo the soffit at some point, and it may be a major remodel of the house at some point, but I'll keep the tree there. We've not had in 36 years root problems beneath the house, but I also am mindful of where the roots were and where they are, and an arborist can help with that. So 11 feet is tolerable for a short house, not tolerable if it's a big, tall roof.
Well, it is west-facing, and it would give me a lot of shade.
Well, and so therefore you could go buy a tree of whatever type you wanted and put it 16 feet out, you know, whatever. I'm not trying to say don't do it. I'm just saying, okay, I can be Mr. Negative this morning. I can play either part in this debate.
Oh, that's fine. And just quickly, about 6 months ago, you recommended Tam Juniper, and I couldn't be happier.
Aren't they pretty? I love beautiful. That juniper. Yeah, the little low-growing tams. They're beautiful. Thank you, Perry. Have a great
Thank
day.
You.
Say a shout-out to Fabian Middle School's band. They are playing at the Midwest Band Directors Convention in Chicago Thursday at 1:30. They were one of three bands in the United States to be invited. It's an audition, invited to attend. We went to their performance on Friday night at McKinney North High School, and that is what they will be playing for an hour. We heard it. They are unbelievably good. Brian Beck is their conductor, and boy, hats off to him. My wife has bought her plane ticket. She's going to cheer him on.
That's great.
So that's cool. Sorry, I went off there, didn't I? Perry, keep calling me, would you? Take care, my friend.
All right, bye.
All right, let me go to Alfredo. And you know what, Alfredo, I'd yak too long on that. I'll come to you immediately after this break. Stay right there, please. He has a really important question on winter lawn watering. Alfredo, my answer probably will save you enough money to make it worth your wait, so please do wait. I need to tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's a one-third savings on my 2013 calendar, and folks, I've never seen the calendars going out the door as fast as they are right now at this time of year. It really is setting record paces, and so you need to get the calendar bought if you want to make sure you get one. If you call today before 11, we can get it to you for Christmas at that same $3 postage and handling fee that we've had all fall for it. So you need to take advantage of that. If you wait, you're not going to be able to have it for Christmas. We're not Amazon.com. We can't ship that quickly. This calendar is not in bookstores, so there's no way you can go buy it somewhere and hand it at the last moment. We need to get it mailed to you, and the way to do that is call my office. Now, the calendar looks like the ones you would find in the bookstores, but it's not there. And there's another difference, and that is that it has more than 10,000 words, 60,000 characters, hundreds of bullets telling you when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Gigantic amount of information, a beautiful calendar. I always use my best photos that I've taken in the calendar. You get the calendar, all that information, and the full year of the magazine for just $38.95 by calling today before 11. If you need it as a Christmas gift, please tell our staff when you call. Office will be open until 11 today. You must call if you want it for Christmas. You must call before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. I want to tell you right now about Smith Thompson Home Security, and we are about to become very happy customers of Smith Thompson. There are a couple of reasons I'm going to be happy. And it's going to be both at my home and at my magazine office. We have been doing some major remodeling at both places, and that is just almost completed now, and we're ready to have them come out and in both cases convert systems that were installed by somebody else to their system. And the reason is, well, there are several. Let me explain them to you. No lengthy contract, local service. This is a local company with tens and tens and tens of thousands of happy customers. I've been to their facility. They have 24-hour operators live on site. I guess you'd want them live for a security company. Ability to convert your existing system. There's where it kicks in for Neil at my office and at my home. Ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring. There is a major reason. And all of it for $16.95 a month. No lengthy contract. These other companies I hear about talk about a two-year contract. If you do this, you have a two-year contract, and they give you a great deal because you've done a two-year contract. You get a better deal. Yeah, this is like one-third the cost of a lot of people's monitoring costs. $16.95 a month with cellular wireless monitoring and no contract, no lengthy contract. Why wouldn't you upgrade your home security system today like we're going to do in the next month or so to Smith Thompson Home Security? 800-411-9473. 800-411-WIRELESS is what that is. 800-411-9473. SmithThompson.com. If you enjoy my program, it would mean a lot to me if you'd let our advertisers know. It's sponsors like Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888, on the web, covingtonnursery.com, and Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, on the web, norwayirrigation.com, that's Norway Irrigation. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, you need to be thinking. Call Encore at 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. So that's one number you would call if you're going to be doing any kind of pruning or construction within 10 feet of power lines. You need to call Encore. And that's 888-313-6862. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. If you're seeing smoke or sparking or fire, you need to call 911. Get out of town. Get out of the way. Get away from the fire and call 911 right away. You don't have to leave town, but you need to get out of harm's way. So that's 911. That one is an emergency. And then if you're going to be digging in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, or any other kind of excavation, you need to know where the underground electric lines are located. And for that, you call 811 at least two business days before you start digging. So it's 811 to locate underground utilities, electric lines. It's 911 if you see an urgent problem with a power line causing smoke or fire. And then it is to contact Encore to see where the power lines are, to get tips if you're within 10 feet of them. 888-313-6862. More information is at Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. Back to our phone lines, we have Alfredo in Cleburne. Alfredo, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for waiting. You had to wait longer than you should have, and I appreciate you. How can I help?
Well, I've never watered my Bermuda grass this time of year, but with the warm weather, I'm wondering whether I should.
I think it is a good idea to water our lawns in the winter, both Bermuda and St. Augustine, if we have not had rain or irrigation. In other words, this is the frequency of irrigation. If we've not had rain for a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, I would think that we could get through wintertime with Bermuda grass by watering it 3 or 4 times, and less than that if we have rain or snow or something, you know, that would make up for that. And Alfredo, I'm talking about significant rain. I'm talking about an inch or two, not just a quarter of an inch or something.
Yeah, we had a little rain day before yesterday, and I don't think it was enough.
No, it was not enough.
Last time I watered was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It just keeps the lawn more vigorous. The roots are active. I am very much a proponent of water conservation, and there's a lot of water that gets wasted in the winter because people have their sprinkler systems on intervals, and they don't go through and change those intervals. I'm going to kind of give a brief overlay. If somebody has a sprinkler system, it ought to have a smart controller on it, and that would take into account the temperature and other factors. If you don't have the smart controller, just a standard automatic controller, then you ought to put it on manual during the winter, and you determine when it will run, or at least cut it back to maybe 25% of what it was doing. It's better, though, to water deeply and then wait a couple weeks or 3 weeks and water deeply again. And that changes then when it starts to get windy and warm in March and April. But I agree with you. I think you need to water just probably on 2 to 3 week increments.
And then I know you've said something about closing valves. That includes the sprinkler system valves that are underground?
The sprinkler valves that are underground, if the system was installed properly or far enough down, they're below the freeze line. And so they're not a problem. If you have faucets, I have a lot of faucets that I use for hoses. I have sprinkler systems,
okay.
But a couple of sprinkler systems, but I also have faucets. And I have a valve down in the ground where I can turn the faucet off, not just the water off, but I can turn it off. It's right before you get to the faucet. You know, when I put the faucets in, I put that valve down in the ground. You don't need to worry about a sprinkler system unless it was really poorly installed. You just have to worry about faucets and any exposed pipes. The sprinkler system is not under pressure. The heads are not under pressure, so there's no water up where it would freeze.
Okay, so the heads themselves are fine.
The heads are fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're good. Thanks for waiting on me. I appreciate it. Let me go to Candy in Plano. Candy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. It was kind of interesting because I was going to call you about Abelia.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a planting on each side of the sidewalk from the front door. And I'm getting to the age where it's kind of hard for me to get down and plant. And I had seen in the paper this year about the new smaller Abelia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, my house faces due west, so they get a lot of sun. And I know my Abelia in the back do fine, but I was interested in the smaller ones, like the Prostrata, or I was going to ask you about the Kaleidoscope that he mentioned. But they're next to the rest of the planting is dwarf Yaupon and dwarf Pittosporum.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want it to overpower either one of them, and that's why I was kind of interested in the silver anniversary it says it's only 2 feet tall. And do you know anything about?
I haven't grown that one. I've seen them. I tend not to use a lot of variegated plants because I find in my landscape that they end up looking iron deficient.
I've listened to you long enough.
That's a personal bias. You've heard me say that before. There are places where I have Akuba back in the shade where there's so much evergreen foliage around them that I'm fine with that, and I know, and other people, most people don't think of them that way. They like them, but there's so many plants that show iron deficiency naturally that I don't want to add something that has the look to start with. But the Kaleidoscope that Steve was talking about is beautiful, and
I think
it'd be good. The silver anniversary, I have not grown. I've seen it, and it looks appealing. Hot west exposure can be pretty foreboding. You surely would have to keep it properly watered.
That's what concerns me. Everything else is fine, you know, with that. And so perhaps I should just continue to plant.
I think if I were using a variegated Abelia, I would probably have it where it had afternoon shade, morning sun. I think it would hold up better.
Yeah, that's not possible. You're the sweet lady who I talked to said she liked Rose Creek Abelia, and I didn't. But I guess I will just have to keep planting.
You know what? That's another one I haven't used, and there are several of the new Abelias. Jackie Peel, I should have given Jackie credit an hour and a half ago. She is answering the phones for me today.
She's very helpful.
She is a sweet lady. She's not only a master gardener, she's also in the nursery industry. She knows her stuff. And if she's done well with that, I would trust her and give it a try.
I'm just concerned about the height thing I don't want to walk out my front door and have, a 3 foot bush standing there.
I think they all have that capability. I think you might be better served by something lower. You know, in that case, what I've used in my landscape, I do have a variegated plant. It's variegated Asian jasmine, and it's very pretty. It's just a nice little low ground cover that's growing in front of dwarf Chinese hollies and dwarf yaupons in one area that I have.
Well, I've done everything with shades of green because I'm just down the road from them, and so I guess I ought to go in there and just kind of look around.
They'll have some great things, and there's some wonderful little low perennials. Some of the you might look at. That's a good idea. Yeah, Powis Castle. If you want something with silver to it, Powis Castle Artemisia would be pretty.
I don't necessarily have to have anything silver, but Powis Dallas Castle.
Yeah.
Well, and I wanted to tell you, 11 years ago, you told me what trees to plant in my zero lot line corner lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so pleased with my lacy oak and my little southern, little gem southern magnolia.
How cool. What a wonderful report back.
And my Shantung maples. I love them. And my house doesn't look overcome by like everyone else's does with
my bed. My bet is that you got them there because they're the ones who sell lacy oak. So good for you.
Yes, they did my whole yard, as
That's
a matter
great.
Of fact.
So I really appreciate
on
you.
On your recommendation, and I've been thrilled with it all. So
what a wonderful testimonial.
So
thank you. Have a great day. Thank you, Candy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Need to tell you about Ag Power right now, and very happily so. Some of my happiest experiences have been at Ag Power. Number one, these people are so nice, and this dealership is so incredible. If you want to look for something for Christmas for a gardener, get them a gift card at Ag Power. They'll have a giant amount of fun at Ag Power because they have all kinds of tools and implements for gardeners. They also have John Deere toys, clothing, and other gift ideas for anyone's Christmas list. Our grandson Joseph, and soon to be, Nolan already is a year old, but soon will be a customer of the John Deere toy line from Ag Power. I love this store. Now, they have steel, Honda brands, John Deere lawn and garden equipment, commercial grade steel power equipment from residential grade line trimmers, edgers, and hedge trimmers, and much more used by commercial landscapers and arborists as well. Honda power equipment, mowers capable of mulching and bagging leaves or grass to generators and pumps. They have it all. This is an incredible facility, and you need to see it. And most of all, you need to experience the people there. They are so friendly, and they're friendly to consumers. They handle $300,000 combines, but they also are happy to see consumers, you and me, come through their door. Wait till you see the toy area at Ag Power John Deere in McKinney. It's as big as a lot of department store toy stores. Oh, my goodness. Love this place. 3501 North Central Expressway in McKinney. And they are, let's see, that's south of Wilmoth. I have to think. It's right at Wilmoth, just north of Wilmoth, isn't it? So they're very easy to find. At 3501 North Central Expressway, southbound access road, and that's Ag Power in McKinney. Their phone number is 800-593-3373 and ag-power.com, Ag Power in McKinney.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Ag Power in McKinney is a sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School, and I'm proud to have them there. With Ag Power's utility vehicles and tools, you'll get the job done right the first time. Let me tell you about the Home Landscape School, and I really am going to refer you to my website, neilsperry.com, for more details if you wish. You can sign up there, certainly. Neil Sperry is neilsperry.com. Our Home Landscape School will be all day Saturday, January 26th, and that will be at the Plano Center, but you must register ahead of time. We will teach you principles of good design, how to draw a landscape plan to scale. Now, in one day, we're not going to be able to teach you to be a licensed landscape architect. That's a college degree, but we can certainly teach you how to do a landscape plan for a project at your home. We'll teach you the principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, the best performing annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entryways and front gardens and fun patios and backyards, designing to scale. We'll even hook you up one-on-one with a landscaping professional on either Saturday or Sunday, your choice, February 9 or 10 in North Dallas. You'll leave with a working drawing of your plan, of your project, and you'll have that 30-minute consultation as a part of your registration fee. It's all day Saturday, January 26, and then it is a 30-minute consultation on February 9 or 10, Saturday or Sunday. One person, $199, two people, $239, and that's from the same household with one set of materials and one consultation. The way to register is by calling our magazine office at 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you use for the calendar offer, 800-752-4769, or go to neilsperry.com. Now, time to check in with the WBP 24/7 Newsroom, and Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Thank you very much, Neil. We have 59 degrees at 9:35. Friends of Jerry Brown say goodbye. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. The WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, sunny, breezy, and warm today. 75 for the high, winds west 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cool down to 47. Tomorrow, much cooler as a front comes through tomorrow morning, 66 for the high. We have cloudy skies. It is 56 degrees in Fort Worth, 59 degrees at Love Field, 57 degrees at DFW Airport. Now a check of WBAP's 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
As you head through Grapevine, Highway 114 eastbound and Highway 121 International Parkway closed because of construction. Traffic is diverted to the service road there that is scheduled until 6 a.m. Monday morning, according to TxDOT. And in Hearst, Highway 183 eastbound at Precinct Line at last check, only the left lane was open because of road work. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Friends, family, and teammates filled a St. Louis, Missouri church yesterday saying goodbye to former Dallas Cowboy and Illinois linebacker Jerry Brown, Jr. Brown killed in a car wreck last Saturday in which his Illinois and Dallas teammate Josh Brent was allegedly driving drunk. Churches gathering places today in communities surrounding Newtown, Connecticut. Aaron Katursky with that story.
This is a day of mourning in this community that begins for many here at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church and ends tonight at Newtown High School, where President Obama will speak at a vigil. He will meet with families of those shot and killed. A list of their names is now public. The children were all born in 2005 or 2006. Josephine Gay just had her 7th birthday last Tuesday.
And the results of today's Japanese parliamentary election suggest a rightward shift in the government that could further heighten tensions with rival China. Japan's main opposition, Liberal Democratic Party, won a clear majority in the election. Again, looking for a high of 75 degrees, it is 59 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Just horrific. Nothing short of horrific. We'll talk about the latest on the Connecticut shooting and the very inappropriate calls for gun control on the Monday night Chris Kroc Show. Plus, at 9, we didn't get a chance to talk about that 12-year-old who tested positive for explosives at the TSA checkpoint at DFW Airport. People are still outraged. That's at 9 on the Monday night Chris Kroc Show. It all starts at 8 on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
It's the best Christmas gift, a copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with 10,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. All of it just $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
All right, great people. Thank you very, very much. Let me tell you right now about speaking of great people, Dan Weaver and his business, his family-owned business, Independent Retail Garden Center in Cleburne, Weaver Plant Nursery. They're at 711 South Main Street in Cleburne, 711 South Main in Cleburne, and their phone number is 817-556-9909. That's Weaver Plant Nursery. They have fresh-cut Christmas trees, exceptional Nordman, Noble, Concolor, and Douglas firs. Nordman fir is superior as a Christmas tree. Weaver Plant Nursery has it, and they have flock trees in white and other colors. Poinsettias in 6, 10, and 12-inch pots, and the big sizes are especially spectacular. Weaver Plant Nursery also has a good inventory of shrubs, hollies, nandinas, boxwood, crepe myrtles, and so many more. All shrubs 10% off through Christmas Eve. This is a great time to plant them. On January 14, they're going to have packaged bare root fruit and nut trees, and they stock only varieties recommended for this area. Dan Weaver frequently will post on my Facebook page very helpful information. I'm very grateful. helpful information about products and things within the nursery industry. I really respect his information. He is a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. If you're in Johnson County, specifically Cleburne, but people come from miles around to get to Weaver Plant Nursery, 711 South Main. Dan and Kathy Weaver opened the nursery in 2006, and they truly believe gardening should be fun and enjoyable. They want to share their experiences with their customers. For knowledgeable help, you need to go to Weaver Plant Nursery. They wish all a Merry Christmas. They'll be open through Christmas Eve with extended hours 9 to 8 through December. Well, let's see, that's already run out. So sorry about that. That's that ad copy is should have been removed. They're at 711 South Main in Cleburne, the intersection of Main and West Hill, south of the courthouse. Weaver Plant Nursery in Cleburne.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very much. And credits now to Lee Riza running the boards today and to Jackie Peel, who is answering my phones for me, and I should have done that earlier. So there you guys are officially now blessed to the audience. Let's go to Susan in Georgetown. Susan, this is Neil. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Neil, how you doing today?
I'm super, and I appreciate your call.
I'm talking about fig trees today.
Okay.
I have a fig tree that's 2 years old. The first two winters, it has frozen back to the ground.
Mm.
It's now, this year, lost all of its leaves with the first frost, and I'm wondering, should I trim it back? Should I prune it now? Should I wait till it freezes? What do I do with it?
What variety is it? Do you remember?
I do. It's an LSU purple, which is a wonderful eating fig.
Right, I understand. And have you eaten them fresh from other gardens in Georgetown?
I have not. I've just eaten it in my garden, which has been wonderful.
Okay, from this plant?
Yes, it's 2 years, and it produced the first year, actually.
All right. Several reasons that I'm asking the questions I'm asking. Number one is that when a fig freezes, it rarely will produce for a couple of years after that because they will come back very strongly vegetatively. The recommendations, all the recommendations I have ever seen from the fruit specialist with Texas A&M, all of those recommendations have been don't prune figs. If you prune them, remove branches entirely. If you have a branch that's damaged or that's just rubbing against another branch or that's in the way of a gate or something, you can remove it, but remove it flush with the trunk or with another branch. Don't leave anything that would send out new sprouts. When we prune figs, we encourage vigorous growth, and that's more vulnerable to freeze damage. My concern is that with the ongoing freezing, Georgetown is colder than Baton Rouge, and this thing may have been developed for a Zone 9 area or something, a much warmer area, or somewhat warmer. It may be like Alma fig that Texas A&M made a big push on back in the 70s, and we all planted it and had it freeze right away. When you have a fig that freezes repeatedly, it's not going to be a very good producer in the long term.
Okay.
So that's a concern I have. Now, if you had said, oh, yeah, my neighbor down the street gave me the cutting, she's had LSU purple for 15 years and it's done wonderfully, then that would have been a different story. But if it came directly from Baton Rouge or, you know, who knows, they may have found that thing on Plaquemine Parish or something and named it LSU purple, and it may be totally tender. But I would worry about that. I don't know that variety. I'd do a little research on it and see if it's at all winter hardy. The other thing that people need to know, and I think you're already ahead of that game, is that you need to get a fig that has a closed eye. That one probably does, or they would not have introduced it, because the little insect gets into the West Coast figs and ruins the fruit.
It's a closed eye.
Yeah.
It's a closed eye.
But I'll bet you it's like Alma. I'll bet you it's just not winter hardy enough. I'll see what I can find out. Maybe I can do something at the 10 o'clock newscast.
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks so much.
Glad to hear from you. All righty. Let's see. Let's go to Brett in Azle. Brett, this is Neil. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I've got a situation that I seem to have every year, and I'm trying to figure out what the reason is. Right after I bring my plants into my greenhouse, and it's the vast majority of them are crotons, they tend to drop a lot of leaves. And so I was wondering, you know, they're never getting exposed to freezing temperatures or anything, but they're and I keep my greenhouse at about 55 degrees.
I'm at 54. But, mine's full of crotons also.
So do you see them just naturally dropping leaves?
No. And the reason usually when that happens, it's the same thing that happens to them when people bring them into the house. They need very bright light. The crotons that I have, Brett, are acclimated to probably two-thirds of a day of sunlight. They get shade in the afternoon, so they don't get the intense summer sun. I tried that a couple of years, and they burned badly in the sun because it was so intense. And so mine are back under the trees a little bit, and my greenhouse has some shade fabric on it, but it's not a heavy shade. And, I probably have 25 crotons in there, and one of them is 30 years old, 15 feet tall, 15 feet wide. And the biggest problem I have is toward the end of the wintertime, they begin to show up with spider mite problems because there are no natural predators in there and there's no rain in there to wash the spider mites off. So I have to be mindful of that. Yeah.
I'm always battling spider mites.
Right. Anytime you have a greenhouse, you're going to have that. But other than that, I normally don't get a lot of leaf drop. And I think it's because the transition from outdoors to indoors in my case is not a, it's not a roller coaster. It's just kind of a ripple. And that may be the difference. Are you putting these in really tight one to the next?
They're probably touching. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most of us do that because we run out of greenhouse space. The crotons get bigger and the greenhouse seems to shrink. And, I would suggest you look at the ones that get more light, maybe that are on the edge or at the end of the row and have a little more exposure to the sunlight. Do you have shade over your greenhouse?
Not really. I can roll down.
But I mean, they're not in a dark, drab greenhouse, maybe fiberglass that's badly corroded or something.
No. It's southern facing,
Okay.
Fairly professional type greenhouse.
Yeah, that may be as much light as mine have. Were they out in really bright light this summer?
A mix. Some of them were in,
What variety? That is one thing I'll ask you. What variety do you remember?
I got some that are Tetra and some are the oak leaf.
Do you see a difference in the leaf drop between those two? Oak leaf has dropped in my greenhouse. Tetra does not as much.
My Tetras are dropping.
Okay.
It varies. Excuse me. Last year it was really bad, and then this year.
You're not very far into this winter, though, so
yeah,
that's a worry.
Yeah. Another thing and that might tie into it, I also have a variegated tapioca, and it really dropped its leaves bad.
That's light. That thing needs full sunlight.
Yeah.
It really does. I think that's my best guess, Brett. I don't know.
I'm also not ruling out spider mite issues.
That's too soon. I think it's too soon, and you would see it. It would be up on the tip leaves, and leaf drop usually is the bottom leaves.
Yeah.
That's a way to tell the difference. Spider mites normally show up on, at least on my crotons, I see them first up kind of, oh, man, look at that. I'm going to lose that top growth. I'm going to have to trim that back. It's happened a couple times.
Do you ever notice little speckly marks when you get spider mites?
Well, yeah, to some degree, but by the time I see them, I usually can see the webs. These things are 10 feet off the ground, and yeah. I can see the webs. I let them go too far. It usually happens in February when I'm just swamped with work, and I am not in there as carefully as I should be. I get into water, and that's about it. I really, somewhere in all of this stew pot that we've just discussed is your answer. I think it boils back to light in some form or another.
Okay. I think the key thing I wanted to know is if there was some natural leaf drop.
That should not be.
Should happen. But
should not be, no.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. All
All right.
I'll keep my eye on
it. It's always good to hear from you, although I will have to admit in front of everybody here that when you call, I know I'm in for a workout. You're a good gardener. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye. All righty, his line is open, and that is 800-288-WBAP. In fact, all lines are open. I haven't given the number for a while. 800-288-WBAP. We'll give you the phone number to my magazine office in just a moment because I want you to call before 11 today. 11 today. Let me do this very slowly. If you want my calendar before Christmas, you need to order by 11 today. That's my deadline because I'm going to go off the air at 11, and that will be the last message I'll give you to order the calendar and get it in time for Christmas. And that's at the normal $3 delivery fee. Can you imagine if you were to call next Sunday and try to get it the next day? I don't know what we would do. It's courier service or something like that. So call before 11 today. You'll get my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with more than 10,000 words, hundreds and hundreds of bullets, my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or a one-year renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features the finest garden writers in Texas. This is a wonderful Christmas gift for someone near and dear to you. It's also a wonderful Christmas gift for you to give your garden and your landscape. Save one-third on the calendar by buying with the magazine. Total price of it is $38.95 and $3 postage. For $38.95, the calendar will tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're trying to grow. Plus, you'll get a full year of the magazine and a wonderful calendar to boot. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed or I'll refund every penny. Call before 11 today if you need it for Christmas. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Need beautiful giant holiday landscaping decorations? They're available at Dixon Brothers. Dazzle your lawn day and night for the holidays. You might win best decorated home in your neighborhood with these lightweight, easy-to-install decorations. Stock is limited, so don't delay. Still looking for the perfect holiday gift? Gift certificates from Dixon Brothers. They can be used for automatic pool covers, pool sweeps, winterizing kits, spa aromatherapy, and much more. Don't have a freeze guard yet? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 and make an appointment to get one. The freeze guard keeps your pool system running automatically during freezing temperatures and protects the equipment from costly winter damage. Dixon Brothers professional service team can address any other pool repairs you may need. Call 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for all aquatic needs. If it's water-related, Dixon Brothers has it for you. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. 972-288-7537. That's D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm a recovering drug addict. Before Serenity High, my life was a mess. I was stuck in a drug world with friends that weren't actual friends of mine. They just sold me drugs. I was punching holes in walls in my room. I was angry all the time. Serenity High is a sober school for kids that have drug problems and that have been in a rehab treatment center and don't want to have those problems again. Serenity High is a small school, and that's good because we are a family and we can be close to each other. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I'm here, I've had the chance to recreate myself, recreate my relationship with my family, and it's been wonderful. One day at a
time, Serenity. Thank you, Greg, very, very much. And it's for Serenity High that I turn the pens that I make. I'll give you a complete list of the pen. Well, not complete list, but kind of a partial list of the pens and more information. But I will have my pen sale this afternoon at 1:30 at North Haven Garden, 7700 North Haven Road in North Dallas. Tomorrow afternoon at 4 at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. And I urge you and encourage you to be there at those times because that's when I go through all the lists of woods and explain what is there. Some wonderful woods, and all of the proceeds, 100%, go to Serenity High in McKinney. Silver Thai Cuisine is at 906 West McDermott Drive in Allen. It's right behind Starbucks. If you're on McDermott, about a block west of Central, and you see Starbucks, there is Silver Thai right behind it, and you need to go in there because it is the best Thai food you have ever put your gums on. It is just fabulous. It's one of our favorite restaurants. My wife and I have been dining there for 10 years. Now, it went through a name change about 6 or 8 months ago, and I'll tell you how that happened. It was Samui, and the recipes and the service and the people are all the same. The ownership changed, and Ken, my friend Ken, who is from Thailand, started out as a part-time busboy, full-time busboy, kitchen help, cooking in the kitchen, waiter, now owner in 10 or 12 years. What a wonderful success story. And if you say, are you Ken? I heard Neil talking about you. You will see the biggest smile you have ever seen. This man is so happy with his business. That Silver Thai, a wide variety of Thai dishes, freshly cooked for every customer. I can't have onions or garlic in my food. And so they got to tell you, when he was waiting our table, for several years, he was our chosen waiter. We'd ask for Ken. And he'd just start the recipe back in the back. He'd turn it in. He knew what we wanted, and he'd always had the onions and garlic out. Every food item from meats to vegetables and fruit, fresh and cooked when ordered. Sauces are homemade using the skill of the chef and cooked to your specifications. They have wonderful takeout. SilverThaiAllen.com, T-H-A-I, SilverThaiAllen.com. They're in Allen, 906 West McDermott Drive, Suite 104. Silver Thai cuisine, and they are two blocks west of 75, right behind Starbucks, and they are open 7 days a week. Silver Thai cuisine in Allen. Yeah, I see that, Lee. I just about lapped myself on the music there, didn't I? Folks, this happened back at 9:30. I took a call I shouldn't have taken and got behind on Jerry's newscast, and I have been in that uncomfortable spot ever since. If those of you who are on hold will just wait with me, Jimmy Turner from the Arboretum will be with us, and it will come right to you. I love you. I appreciate you, and we'll be back right after the news. Stay tuned, please.